When Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrives in Vladivostok this weekend for APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, she'll have an agenda focused on a rising China, a troubled Syria, and issues with Iran. But she'll also meet with her Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, to take the first steps towards establishing an international area dedicated to preserving the natural and cultural heritage of Beringia. It's officially called the Transboundary Area of Shared Beringian Heritage. It covers nearly 20,000 miles of Alaska's Seward Peninsula and Russia's Chukotka Peninsula. The shared area aims to facilitate international studies in the Arctic, ensure the protection of subsistence species, and aid in conservation. Janice Kozlowski with the National Park Service says the idea has been around for more than half a century.
But it wasn't until 1990 when then-President Bush and Gorbachev got together, and they really wanted to make something happen. And so they agreed that they would continue to try and push the idea.
Kozlowski says the Park Service has been conducting outreach to communities on the Seward Peninsula since 2010 on what this kind of international designation would mean.
At that time, we described to them what the possibilities were. And we told them that there was a renewed interest in the idea. And we also spoke with the regional corporations and the IRAs and others in the larger population centers. And I think, honestly, it's taken some time for people to think about it and understand the options and try and understand the implications of each possibility.
In Alaska, two national parks, the Bering Land Bridge National Preserve and the Cape Krusenstern National Monument, will be part of the transboundary area. In Russia, a new national park would bring five separate areas together to create the Chukotsky National Park. Many components of the transboundary area are still being finalized, but Kozlowski says the signing of the memorandum by Secretary Clinton and Foreign Minister Lavrov this Saturday will be a high-level push to have making the shared park a reality.